Chapter 2. The Pioneers of New English. My dear listeners, many, many years ago, some famous politicians like Konrad Adenauer or Franz Josef Strauß began to reform the English language and started the development of our New English. They all had a great forepicture, a Bavarian politician named Josef Filser. His letters were published in the year 1909 from Ludwig Thoma. Filser's Good for Stanley Speak style was later oversetted in English, and so began the victory train of our New English. And that bring we you now by. But before, let's hear some of the early beginnings of Konrad Adenauer and Franz Josef Strauß.
Arriving here, I feel very strongly one thing. Gratitude for the American people. I am happy to be in this wonderful country. We are working with you for peace and freedom.
You know, I am coming from a southern state in Germany, and I think we Southerners must stick together.
I think I should be more careful in the selection of friends. I think I was not too reckless. I think I was sometimes too good-minded. That was good sometimes. Sometimes it was wrong. But reading newspapers, I know all mistakes I have made. And listening to my funeral speech, I shall learn how good I was.
And Strauss was a very good speaker of the new style, but not so good as Hitler's Admiral Karl Dönitz.
I was captain of a submarine in the Mediterranean near Malta. In a dark night, I met a British convoy with cruisers and destroyers.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adenauer, Strauss and Dönitz were some of the great pioneers who put the ground stone for our new English. All beginning is heavy, but now their hard work carries fruits.